Well, hey, and welcome to the Gawler Uniting Church podcast. I'm Josh Shearer, the lead pastor for our church. I hope this message encourages you and builds your faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. If we can help you in any way, please reach out at hello@gawleruniting.org.au. Enjoy the message. As we come to this time of celebrating Holy Communion together, we acknowledge that this is a little bit different for our tradition. Normally we'd gather and share communion together, the Lord's table, the Lord's Supper, the Eucharist, whatever you want to call it. We would share it together in community with one another. But we can't quite do that tonight. But as you would have already have some elements there with you, I invite you to have them out on the table just as I reflect on a couple of things, and then I'm going to lead us all in communion together. Acknowledging that when we gather with two or three, the Spirit is with us in our midst. And I really believe that in this sort of unprecedented time, there's an opportunity to live our faith in a meaningful way, and I just want to explore a couple of things about what communion could be for us as a church and personally in our journey of faith. I want to read to you from Luke chapter 22, starting at verse 7. Then came the day of unleavened bread, on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. Jesus sent Peter and John, saying, "Go and make preparation for us to eat the Passover." "Where do you want us to prepare it?" they asked. He replied, "As you enter the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him to the house that he enters and say to the owner of the house, 'The teacher asks, where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples? He will show you a large room upstairs, completely furnished. Make your preparations there.' So they left and found things just as Jesus had told them. So they prepared the Passover. And when the hour came, Jesus and his apostles reclined at the table. And he said to them, 'I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover meal with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God.' And after taking the cup, he gave thanks and he said, 'Take this and divide it among you. For I tell you, I will not drink again from the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes.' And he took bread, he gave thanks, and he broke it. And he gave it to them, saying, 'This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' And in the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. But the hand of him who is going to betray me is with mine on the table. The Son of Man will go as it has been decreed, but woe to the man that betrays him.' And they began to question among themselves which of them it might be who would do this. It's a beautiful picture we have of Jesus sharing this really significant meal with his disciples. It was a strong Jewish tradition to celebrate the Passover meal. For the Passover festival, which is what this is all about, was a festival, a celebration, in which they celebrated the way that Israel was delivered from Egypt. And literally the way that through obedience to God's command, the angel of death passed over the households of the Israelites and they were able to leave Israel and enter the promised land over time. And I reflected on what this means for us. What it means that we might sit and gather around this table together. And I reflected on the very idea of communion. As we read in this passage, the very word communion in the scriptures is called koinonia. And it means to be present, to be fully present with the other. And as we celebrate this meal together, we recognize that we are fully present with Christ, dwelling within us. But that we're also fully present with each other. Great scholar N.T. Wright, in the book The Meal That Jesus Gave Us, writes this. He says, the hardest things about the sacraments is they invite us to look at time in a different way. The term memorial doesn't mean merely bringing something to mind or remembering. It refers in some way to bringing that past story and the divine action of the past into the present, such that the present audience becomes part of the story and receives the benefit from such actualization. So when we celebrate communion, we remember the past. But by remembering it, we don't leave it there. We bring it into the future. As we as followers of Christ, we celebrate past. We celebrate present, but we also celebrate future. So this meal is about communion. But this meal is also about dependence. Because it reminds us that we can't actually do life without others. That the food that we eat wasn't made by us. The grains that it's made from weren't grown by us. The grapes that were pressed for the wine or the juice, they weren't pressed by us. And so it reminds us of the incredible dependence we have upon one another. But it also reminds us that we can't find life without death. We don't think about it much, but for us to find sustenance, something has to die. Something has to give up its life. The meat that we eat, the plants that grow, that give of themselves so that we might survive and be nourished. This meal reminds us of that, and it foreshadows the truth of the cross too. Jesus said he was the bread of life. And we're reminded in this meal that we can't find true life without death. But not just the death of a plant or the death of an animal, that we might find nourishment and sustenance, but instead the death of God's one and only Son, Jesus Christ. That we might find not just a life of living the way we want to, but a life of fullness in his name. We're reminded also that this meal is a meal of thanksgiving. It's what the term Eucharist, Eucharisto, actually means, thanksgiving, to give thanks. And we remember that as Jesus gave thanks in this passage, we are reminded to give thanks and be grateful for all that we have in our life. My family, we started a bit of a tradition at the beginning of this year where at the beginning of dinner, every night, it's my daughter's come home from school and we're sitting around the table, and we do this with our life group that meets once a week as well, that we say grace, a really simple one. For every cup of playful, God make us truly grateful, amen. But then we go around the table and we say, what are you grateful for today? Because if we ever eat a meal, if we ever gather together without that sense of gratitude, I think we miss something of the extraordinary gift that God wants us to have in eating and drinking together. Gratitude for what we have been given, but gratitude for the company that we share. And so communion, that which we share, is also about an expression of gratitude and thanksgiving. We're reminded that this meal is also a feast of love. It's not just a meal though, it's a celebration. And I don't know about you, but some of these days can feel like they need celebration. And I know that it was sometime in the Middle Ages that this act of communion, this act of the Lord's Supper, this act of sharing a meal with one another moved from being a time of festive celebration, the Passover celebration and all that meant, and some point it moved to a somber affair with a, like just a wafer or a piece of bread and a cup of juice. A little cup of juice. But I think there's something in the opportunity to recapture that which was, that's what it meant to, what it was meant to be. A wonderful celebration of love and of all that Jesus has done for us and all he's continuing to do in us. That's what communion is as well. Philip Yancey writes that this table is different to what most of us would know. Most of our traditions would understand. It isn't where sinners find Christ, but where sons and daughters celebrate being found. Maybe someday, instead of solemnly making our way to the tables, we should dance for joy in the Lord's Supper. Maybe we should sing every born-again song that we could possibly know. Maybe we should tell our homecoming stories of returning to the Father. And like people who no longer fear death, maybe we should ask if anyone wants seconds. And then hold our little cups high and toast the lost sinners that have been found and the dead brothers and sisters that are now alive. Could it just be that this meal is a celebration? It's a feast of love. It's a symbol of dependence. It's a reminder of our need for thanksgiving. And it's a moment of true communion. So as we share this tonight, may we have those things in mind. That this isn't just some tradition. Indeed, we live in a strange time where traditions seem to be broken all over the place at the moment. But we have an opportunity to be reminded of all that this meant for those first disciples in that early church. And step away perhaps from some of the comforts of tradition around this beautiful meal and celebrate of how the disciples celebrated all those years ago. So I invite someone that's there with you to take the bread that's on the table and to break it. Because we remember and we celebrate that this is Christ's body which is broken for you. And invite someone to lift the cup that's on the table. I don't know what sort of cup it is, but it's a cup that is, there's more about what's in it and what it symbolizes. And this cup is the symbol of Christ's blood being poured out for you and for me for the forgiveness of our sin. And so as we eat this bread and as we drink this cup, we proclaim the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ until he comes again. So Chris is just gonna play for a minute or so and I invite you to take a piece of bread and to eat that and then to take the cup and to share that as well. And I'm gonna share it with the team here that's gathered. I'm gonna invite them to come forward here, and they don't know I'm gonna do this. But this is about being with one another. This is about being real. This is about being who we are. And whilst we are separated in many ways, I think this is a way we can be joined together. So, Kimmy and Liam, Mel, I'd love you to come forward. I'd love to share communion with you guys. because we've only got one cup. I'll take a drink for all of us and we'll share again later. But the body of Christ, the bread of life, and the cup of Christ may keep us in eternal life. Take and drink. Would you pray with me? Loving God, we thank you. We thank you for the privilege of sharing in this meal together. And whilst it might feel a little bit different, we thank you that it's not our traditions, it's not our comfort that makes it significant, it's your love and your grace and your presence with us. So Lord, may tonight be a beautiful reminder to us of all you've done, of all you're doing, and the promises of what you will do in our life and in a world that desperately needs your hope and your love. We thank you, Lord, and we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, I hope you enjoyed the message, and if you want to connect with us further, you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Gawler Uniting Church. Thanks and see you next time.